There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so today is Lincoln's birthday. Although President's Day is being celebrated, I guess, next week. Is President's Day celebrated on Monday, I think?
I think it is Monday, yes.
Yeah. I sort of liked it when it was they didn't celebrate Lincoln's birthday. They celebrated Washington's birthday. And it was the 22nd, mm-hmm. right, of February every year.
I think so.
And they would have sort of winter break. And of course, they changed the calendar. So George Washington, I think, was actually born on February 11th. But they decided to pick something, a President's Day, I guess, between. It's never before Lincoln's and it's never after George's. I remember reading that someplace.
Okay. No, his birthday, I just looked it up, his birthday was February 22nd.
No, but that's when it was celebrated by the end of his term. But during his lifetime, the American calendar changed.
Okay.
From like Gregorian or something to something else.
Okay.
He was actually born on February 11th, but then the calendar changed. They added more days or something. Honest.
Okay.
Do not mess with me on trivia unless it happens to be geography, and then I'm sure I'm wrong. But everything else, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. All right. So the question is, we got Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, which is kind of a mini New Year's Eve in terms of potential for disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to be, all those women who thought they were going to get an engagement ring on Christmas Eve, on a New Year's Eve, are still holding out. So, fellas, trust me, if you're not going to give her a ring, first of all, don't put it in food. All the stories about putting it in food just end up disastrously. All right, don't do that. If you're not going to give her a ring, don't get a jewelry box that looks anything like a ring box, because she will be disappointed, and don't do that. I'm trying to think other kinds of rules. As I said, tomorrow, I never know how these things are going to work. Sometimes they sort of just run away with me, and sometimes people think, I don't think so. So tomorrow I give you an opportunity to do a number of things. You can always call about whatever it is that's on your mind, regardless of what I'm talking about or sort of encouraging. But because it's Valentine's Day proximity, I thought I'd give you a chance to be able to do a public declaration of love or even friendship, but it can't just be, oh, Manny, I just think you're groovy. It has to be either a poem, a limerick, or a song, all right, which means you're basically going to either have to call or Manny's going to have to sing it, which I kind of look forward to, all right, and to offset that, I thought we'd also put up on Facebook the world's your worst Valentine experience. All right, because believe it or not, about, I guess, maybe 10 years ago, a pharmaceutical company sent me out this time of year on Valentine's Day to talk about the difference between sadness and depression, because they figured that Valentine's Day was depressive for a lot of singles. And in fact, I need to let me see if I can find that article. I think it was from that there was this incredibly tacky article. Let's see if I can find it. We love tacky. About, it was written by an expert, whatever that means. That's why we have to do the Merchants of Doubt. The sort of people anoint themselves as experts and don't actually have any idea what they're talking about. Let's see if I can find this. About the title itself is worth something incredibly wonderful. Let's see. Here we go. You're going to love this. Single on Valentine's Day, 3 tips for being mentally strong. Are you kidding me? Like somehow, you can make it through. Well, how irritating is that? But somehow this is going to be, really challenging and awful. And what I said is just I made a dreadful mistake, which I suppose I could tell you about tomorrow as part of dreadful Valentine's Day. But I had just broken up with somebody. He had broken up with me. I had taken him on to a spa for his birthday in Arizona, and I'd cashed in all my miles and flown us out first class. He broke up on the plane going out on the vacation, which I mean, and all I said to him was, well, you know, why didn't you do this 15 minutes ago? You know, right. And I could have left you at the airport.
Yeah,
why
no
am
kidding.
I using all my miles on this? And then I had to be with him for like 10 days. I should have just sort of dumped him at the airport and said, look, fine. And I said at one point, well, why are you doing this? He said, well, I don't really have all my ducks in a row. Could we have dinner and talk about this? And I said, no. Anyway, so that was, so I'd just broken up with him. And like literally, like, you know, there was, and going back to New York, there was like an orange alert, you know, so it was just before Valentine's Day. It was scary. I just spent all this money on him. And I decided to make myself feel better. I should be telling the story, I suppose, tomorrow. I should decide to make myself feel better, so I decided to go get a massage. Let me tell you, do not get a massage on Valentine's Day, because every spa has a two-for-one and, you know, a couple's massage. So all these starry-eyed people are wandering around in bathrobes holding hands. And, you know, I wasn't all that upset till then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then I was sort of upset. All right. Let's say, avoid romanticizing Valentine's Day past. Oh, please. Resist the urge to hold a pity party. See, what I think you should do is rent something like Terminator, right? Or Charles Bronson, and root for the bad guys, right?
Well, in the first Terminator movie, Arnold is the bad guy.
That's
so
true.
You naturally...
Well, yeah, I was thinking sort of the Charles Bronson, you know,
okay.
Like death to... You know, where the body count is... create a Valentine's Day plan. Oh, please. It's only a made-up stupid holiday, folks. I mean, it is just ridiculous. Yeah, mentally strong. Oh, please. I mean, how irritating is that? It's kind of like, let's make up a problem so we can make up a solution.
Right.
If the idea of Valentine's Day makes you mentally weak, you should call me, right? Because
right.
That's ridiculous. It's a made-up silly holiday. And whether the expectations are unrealistic. So, I mean, if you're a guy, I mean, don't you feel a certain amount of pressure?
Yeah, I mean, it's the way I've always looked at it is, if you're single on Valentine's Day, then who cares? It's just, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just another day, you know, and
yep.
If you're in a relationship or if you're married and you know, both of you want to do something on Valentine's Day and make it kind of a special day, then...
Well, except it's the worst possible day to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like my mother said about Mother's Day. She said, if that's the only day of the year you pay any attention, then forget it. And one year I said I've listened to her, so I didn't do anything. She didn't speak to me for months. But, I think it is, but it's the world's worst day to go out for dinner because mm-hmm. everything is expensive, the service is slow, the food's not very good. Certainly buying flowers, dreadful. Chocolates, I guarantee you the next day will be half price.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... Actually, I had a really fun Valentine's Day a couple of years ago with a single friend, and we went to Shake Shack, and let me tell you, nobody goes to Shake Shack on Valentine's Day, which is great, because it's, you know, it's a relatively inexpensive, you know, it's a fast food joint, and everybody's out doing roses and, you know, candlelight and whatever. And then we went to see, it was some kind of chick flick that was just awful, and I don't think we actually threw popcorn at the screen, but we thought about it. So that was good. All right. So the idea being, do not over romanticize this kind of thing, and that's why I decided that we would do both. That if you want, and if I had to guess, the number of people who will call in with a poem, a Valentine, or limerick, or a poem, a song, or limerick, is going to be dwarfed by people who are going to tell me terrible stories about Valentine's Day, which is fine with me. All right, so we come back. I'll tell you, don't forget, I'm going to tell you about 50 Shades of Grey. Is it sexy? Is it silly? Is it worth your time and effort? Will it be the number one movie over the weekend? Stay tuned, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
In the room, 855-99-37569. If there's something on your mind you'd like to talk with me about, and I will be talking with you about upcoming movies, including the much-anticipated 50 Shades of Grey. Okay? I'll do 5 Shades of Brown. All right, 855-99-37569. All right, let's do an email here so we're not backed up.
Sure. Okay. We got an email from Debbie. Debbie says, Dr. Joy, I need your help. I am afraid of heights. It seems to be getting worse. I always have been. What are ways to help? I went to a concert with my niece. We had upper seats, front row. I had to move because I had a constant feeling of rolling forward. I hate this. I would love to zip line, but I can't. Will hypnosis work on this? Nothing I can think that occurred to cause this.
Let me answer that in a couple of ways. First of all, it's kind of an inborn fear in most people. There were studies done in the 40s where they would take a piece of plexiglass and put it across two surfaces. So the plexiglass was clear, both the surfaces were covered, and a baby would not go across the plexiglass. Couldn't make him do it. The idea being into the abyss and vertigo or fear of heights is vertigo is quite often connected with fear of heights, is the sense that you're falling forward and that you're going to fall over. There's really something pretty basic that keeps us from that, and you can see why as a cave person that might make some sense, that you don't want to get too near the edge of something because you could fall over or be pushed over. Or the ground underneath your feet could literally erode. So there's a kind of an atavistic evolutionary reason that people have that. I actually had somebody on my program once, one of my TV shows, that was fearful of heights. And what we did was a combination of biofeedback and sensitivity deconditioning. So there are a couple things you can do. Believe it or not, zip training, whatever that's called. What's it called? Zip. You know, the one where you attach essentially to a parachute line and go zipping around things.
Zip line, right?
I think that's what it's called, yeah.
Yep.
Might actually work because it's kind of figuring out the worst possible situation, and it is very safe, and that you're connected to something, and that might work. Hypnosis can work, but I think what we did, I'm trying to remember exactly what we did. I remember what the guy was, and he was in a job where it really required him. He was not a telephone lineman, but it was something similar to that. But what we did was we got a crane. Like for telephone linemen, and he went up in it. I actually went up with him in it because I have no fear of stuff like that, and held his hand. And I think what we'd done was some hypnosis beforehand. Hypnosis and a combination of hypnosis, which just gets you in touch with another power source, basically, rather than your conscious mind that says, gee, I could fall over. A good hypnotist can say to you, no, you're going to feel very safe. You're going to feel like you're flying. It's going to make you feel very liberated. So it can work. And then put yourself in a situation where you are on a height. That, again, I'm okay. Heights don't bother me. Being able to see down beneath my feet does. I can't cross over a train. It's not that I can't. I do. But I break out in a cold sweat. I'm not happy walking over, for example, what do you call them? I was going to say cakewalk, and that's not what it's called.
Catwalk.
So clearly my mind got almost to the right place. Catwalk. That bothers me. I do it, and I don't like walking over subway transoms and things like that in the middle of the street. I mean, part of them, and there's a perfectly legitimate reason, is, again, seeing down beneath your feet was not a safe thing for us to do as sort of people who couldn't sort through, we just knew it was dangerous. Now I can sort of justify it, even though I do it somewhat, is either I'll get my heel caught or it's slippery, because those surfaces will freeze differently than the sidewalk. And I actually have slipped on them. The hypnosis will work, and then some classic desensitization. And you could try the zip line, try hypnosis first, and the zip line and somebody going with you and holding your hand, and yeah. It really does work. We really can confront our fears. I've told the story before of the guy who came. I had a broken bookshelf, and so he came to repair it for me. And I hadn't thought. I just thought he was going to repair it there, and what he was going to do is take it back to the shop. And so I'd take all the books out of it, and I didn't want to make him stand around. And I had at the time, I was living on the top floor of a building with a really nice deck. And I said, "Why don't you go out on the deck?" And he turned absolutely green. He said, "No, I'm afraid of heights." And so, God forbid, I should just let him alone. So I sort of said, "Well, look, I'll get the books out, but why don't you, I'll hold your hand and you can take one step out and then come back and I'll hold your hand because it's a really great view and it's, you know, you don't, you can stay back by the wall. You don't have to go out by the railing. And he did it. I'm sure he'll never come back to my house again. And I'm sure that he swears whenever anybody mentions my name. But I just said, look, if you can confront something that really makes you fearful, you can do anything in this life because quite often the fears really are in our head, that there are some legitimate atavistic reasons of why, as a human animal, it doesn't make any sense to do something like that. But that's not where we are in our evolutionary sort of journey. So you really can do something about it. So, yes, hypnosis will work. Having someone to go with you, doing a little desensitization, then giving yourself a reward. So, yeah. I'm a great fan of doing things like that. That, you know, the doing things that you didn't think you could do gives you a great sense of accomplishment. You know, Rocky walking up a flight of stairs wouldn't have done much. You need to do something that you didn't think you could do, and perhaps you haven't been able to do in the past. And that's how we learn. That's how we grow. And if everything you're doing right now you can do easily and well, you're gonna get bored. And this is the only life you're gonna get, or it's the only one I can promise you. So, you know, making things interesting and exciting for yourself and going that extra mile and doing things you didn't think you could do. I suppose I could tell you the secret, which is that I have a piece of machinery that I don't use, and somebody needed it back, but it's connected to all the stuff that I use to do the broadcast every day. And so in a moment of just pure idiocy today, I said, well, I'll send it back today before the program, and realized that the lights that were supposed to be on weren't on. So I put in a call to Manny, saying, call me quickly! And so, you know, I've got a panicked Manny. I've got a panicked program director. But I got it done. You know, and the fact is, I said to both John and Manny, how many of your talent can actually do this? But thank goodness I worked on the space program. Because, you know, I thought, oh my goodness, there's something really wrong here. And of course, my default position is, when in doubt, reboot, which actually wasn't what worked here. But this is the second time in about a little over a month that I've had to do some system analysis and figure out how to get myself back on the air. But I did, in both cases. And what Manny will tell you is, you know, that I'm sort of jubilant for about at least an hour or so afterwards, like, look what I did this. Now, the fact that I wrecked it to begin with should probably not be uppermost in my mind at this moment of glee of, well, if you hadn't tried to disconnect things, you probably would have been okay. But what can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. Try hypnosis and desensitization. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There we go. All righty.
Doggone thing wouldn't fire at first.
Okay. I was going to say, like, man, he always remembers that stuff.
I hit the button like three times and it wouldn't fire.
He was smacking the button. Well, that probably is indicative of part of the problem with the movies that are opening this weekend. All right. So I'm going to tell you the movies that are opening this weekend, the three big ones, and I'm going to do them in reverse order, all right? The big ones are 50 Shades of Grey, Kingsman, Secret Service, and The Last 5 Years. All right, I'll start with The Last 5 Years, which is a musical, which is based on the play. I saw the play, which was came out a while ago. basically, this is a musical that's based on two people's love story, where they meet, and then he becomes much more successful than she does. I remember liking... I remember when I saw the play thinking that the men and women should have changed roles, that it would have been a much more meaningful. I actually met the writer and the director, and I said, if you ever do a revival of this, you should switch the male and female role of what happens when a woman becomes successful and the man doesn't. They did not take me up on this for for the movie version, which is 94 minutes. It is a musical. It stars Anna Kendrick as a struggling actress and Jeremy Jordan as her novelist lover, and they go back and forth. This is kind of a hipper version of Eleanor Rigby, which was a play that had was James McAvoy and Jessica Chastain, and it was done in a kind of hotsy or totsy or fashion, and was originally called He and She, and how their marriage. How they came together and how their marriage, how they got married and what drove them apart and whatever. This is a 5-year relationship and how they meet and what happens. I am not a great fan of Anna Kendrick, to be quite honest. But Jeremy Jordan, I thought, was wonderful in this. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of the anti-Valentine movie in some ways. But I mean, it's literate. It's something you don't see very often. This was the same director, I think, who did Pitch Perfect, and where Anna Kendrick sort of made her singing debut, I suppose, to a certain extent. We'll see about this. I kind of liked it, but I thought he was much better than she was, much more compelling. Okay, second movie. Is Kingsman: The Secret Service, and this stars Colin Firth as a James Bond kind of character, to the extent that I said, was he ever up for the James Bond role? Because he really is very Bond-esque in this one. It's also got Samuel L. Jackson as a lisping billionaire who seems like a good guy, and of course, we know about stuff like this, he's really not, and Michael Caine, who seems like a good guy, and we're not sure about him. This one is a hoot. It's funny, it's smart. Colin Firth is wonderful. It's interesting because the director is Matthew Vaughn, who's also done X-Men, Kick-Ass, and Layer Cake.
Mm-hmm.
And Layer Cake was basically the movie that got Daniel Craig his James Bond role. That was his audition tape. Kingsman is really fun. It's funny, it's fast, it's exciting. There's a scene in it where... Well, I'm not going to tell you too much about it. I'll just tell you that one of the people in it is trying to shoot down a missile, and she's using kind of a personal device and that's powered by helium balloons. And when she gets in the outer atmosphere, they won't last any longer. And it's intercut with a scene of our hero, who is basically a street kid who is the orphaned child, offspring, of a colleague of Colin Firth's. I mean, it's just, it's smart, it's funny, it's literate, it's sophisticated. You'll really have a great time at it. Okay, now let's get to the big one.
The
800-pound gorilla, 50 Shades. All right, for those of you who just came down from another galaxy far, far away, 50 Shades of Grey was a publishing phenomena having to do with B&D, which is bondage and domination, and S&M, which is SM, sadomasochism. The book was stupid and very poorly written and was a huge success. The movie, to a certain extent, dare I say this, is worse. It's worse because it's a bit more pretentious. All right, let me take the sex out of it for a minute, and I promise you I'll get back to it, because that's the only reason to go see this movie. It will be the number one movie, which is a shame because Kingsman is much more fun, much funnier, and much sexier. And the last 5 years is much more romantic. It's a much more appropriate Valentine's one, or even anti-Valentine movie. But this is going to be the one that everybody's going to want to see out of curiosity. And women are going to drag their dates to it. So it is actually at this moment the highest pre-sale tickets for any R-rated movie ever. And it is R-rated. So for all of you who are afraid that your kids are going to, you know, going to get into it, they will, because they'll sneak in. They were not probably going to sneak in on Thursday night and Friday and Saturday night, but as soon as some of the hoopla dies down, they're going to buy a ticket for another movie and go into it. So, which is why I suggest that you go with your kid to see the movie, because first of all, it takes some of the forbidden fruit out of it. I mean, how cool could it be if mom or dad or grandma or auntie or whatever will go with you, or big sister? All right, so let's just look at what we usually look at in a movie. The acting sucks. I mean, the two leads, Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson, Dakota Johnson being Melanie Johnson and Don Johnson's kid, Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson's kid, acts by gnawing on her lower lip the entire time, or going, you get it. All right, Jamie Dornan scowls the entire time. They've kind of made some changes from the book. As I recall in the book, although recalling anything about the book is a waste of brain power, I think that Christian Grey was, he's a billionaire. We have no idea how he became a billionaire, because I think in the book, as I recall, he was in his mid to late 30s. Here he's 27, because the most she could be is 22. She's a college graduate, English major. And there's no character development whatsoever. She goes from being completely passive and completely nerdy and completely silly to outbursts of rebellion, which come out of nowhere. It's not clear why she would either be rebellious or why she would be so passive. He comes up with this kind of pop psychology, well, you know, this woman did this to me, and one of the things that we don't look at all, well, I'll get to that in a minute. All right, so the acting sucks. They're both pretty enough to look at. The script makes no sense. It is poorly written. Other than the scenes where the sex scenes, it is poorly shot. The continuity is remarkably bad, in that they'll go from scenes of bondage with handcuffs to scenes of bondage with rope, back to, I mean, intercut, which are not supposed to be at different times, but in the same experience. I mean, it is, the music is horrifyingly overwhelming, to the extent that at one point when they're having sex, they actually have a church choir in there. Okay, so you're not going to go for any of those reasons. So why are you going to go? Well, you're going to go out of curiosity. but you're going to go. The sex scenes, I think, are genuinely erotic. I mean, they're well shot. They're nice bodies. But there's nothing you haven't seen here. The problem for me, the bottom line, other than it's basically, it's over a two-hour movie, which means everybody's looking at their watch at some point as opposed to their crotch. Okay, rude on my part. It's much too long. It's 2 hours and 5 minutes. And it could, I mean, it would have been a better movie, strange term, at an hour and a half as a quickie. But the problem for me is that I think it is accurate to the extent that these kinds of experiences, you go one step at a time and you get further and further away from your humanity. And he, I mean, at one point, I thought the only legitimate issue, there are two legitimate issues in the entire movie as far as I'm concerned, is one is she says, show me your worst, which I think is an intelligent thing to do, because you understand that you can kind of be, it's the frog in the water. The frog hops into the water, you turn the burner on underneath, the frog will in fact boil to death, because the change is incremental. It's slow and not noticeable. A frog will not jump into hot water, it'll just jump out again. So the idea is she's saying, okay, turn the heat up, let's see where we get. So I thought that was legitimate. But in a country where the major cause of death, second major cause of death for women underneath less than 40 is domestic violence, succeeded only or by car crashes, I don't know that suggesting that this is really cool, that love is about hurting somebody, it's about tying somebody up. And I don't know about you, but the idea of being tied up and blindfolded is something I associate with horror movies, not with love stories. It will be a huge movie. I think that I would encourage you, because your kids are going to go see it. They are, even though it's going to be R. Go and see it with them and then talk with them about it, because there's so many stupid things in it and so many scary things in it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So let's go to you and Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a longtime podcast listener.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, and it'll be clear once I give you the facts, is how do I respond to my mother and my family respond to her? She is 91 years old. She lives in her own house, but she has full-time caregivers because she can't cook or clean or do other things for herself. But she can walk around the house, and she's on oxygen. Lately, it seems she's been going, slipping out of reality and going back into the past. It's probably early signs of some dementia, whether it's senile or Alzheimer's. I don't think it's important. But the thing is, like, how do we respond when she says, you know, like, I want to invite it would be my grandmother, her mother, for dinner, when her mother has been dead for 30, 40 years? I mean, do we just say she's dead, or do we humor her or change the topic?
Okay,
sometimes she gets combative.
Sure, absolutely, and I get it, and I think that any of us who are lucky enough to have our parents get old enough are going to face this one. And I had to deal with my grandmother in particular, and she would say, you know, where's Herman, who was her husband, who'd been gone at that moment for 30 years. And if you say to her, Grandma, he's been dead for 30 years, it was like she was experiencing the death for the first time, and she would become inconsolable. So what you would say is, well, okay, we can give him a holler, or if you'd like to write him a note, we could do that. I mean, I think what you do is, I don't think you necessarily have to do reality testing. I also think you don't have to lie about it. But when she says it'd be nice to invite Grandma for dinner, say, tell me what you'd serve, okay? Because that way, in that moment, you're not making her re-experience the loss, because if you do, she will. And that's the problem. What we know with the memory is a very complicated issue, and there are at least six identified, I think, maybe six or seven parts of the brain that are identified with memory at this point. And the difference between Alzheimer's used to be called pre-senile dementia, which is that your brain had the hallmarks of senility and you weren't old enough to justify it. And now there's really not much of a distinction. It's one of those misused terms that we talk about from time to time. But when she says, well, let's invite, you know, I'd like to invite my mother, say, well, tell me what you'd have, what you'd serve. And I think that is a fair way of splitting the difference between not necessarily indulging her in something that's not true, is a lie, of saying, okay, well, we'll invite her, or you can invite her if you'd like, is probably okay. But again, if you say to her, honey, she's dead, I mean, what you'll find is this heartbreaking, heart-wrenching thing where she's re-experiencing it, like for the first time. And we know that with memory, that first in, last out. So she'll be much more cogent about things that happened, well, she's 91, happened 75 years ago or even 80 years ago than she is something that happened 8 minutes ago. And I think that that's just part of the aging process that is frustrating to I think those of us who are intact, but in some ways maybe sort of nature's way of helping somebody to ease them into the last stages of their lives. But I do think as a caregiver and as an interested, loving family member that you need to split the difference, and I think that that's the way to do it, of not necessarily distracting her per se. Well, let's talk about something else, because she's not stupid. And right. Just as when you try to distract a kid, they'll come whipping back to exactly what it is you were trying to distract them from. But say, well, gee, that's an interesting idea. What was her favorite thing to eat, or what do you enjoy eating, or what would you make, or you know, if you want to, you know, invite her, that's fine. I mean, whatever, so that you're not either participating in a lie, but you're also not making her deal with the reality of a loss.
All right, I never even thought of taking the middle ground like that. It was either one or two.
I'm the queen of the middle ground. And, you know, I think it's an interesting issue because it also comes up with people who are not oriented to reality, of people who are psychotic. And the question is, what do you do? And I think it's a similar kind of answer because it's a similar kind of condition. Then as you point out, if you say to somebody, no, you're wrong, or this has happened, what you will get is very often either aggression or sadness or some horrible combination of the two. So, and if you're dealing with a young person who's psychotic, then what you do is get them some professional help. When you're dealing with an elderly person who's not psychotic, they're just very forgetful and needing to a certain extent to reconfigure their reality to make it more acceptable, that you can find that middle ground. And quite often it's kind of pleasurable for both of, you know, sitting down and saying, you know, tell me the favorite recipe that the two of you had. And it can be very pleasurable for both of you, but it is about finding that middle ground.
All right. We'll try that.
All righty.
We'll see how it works. Yep.
Good enough. If you need some help,
much.
You know where to find me. You're welcome. Yeah, that whole issue about, you know, it's we are so conditioned to think in terms of black and white, yes or no, on or off. But quite often, there is a great deal to be mined and a great deal to be discovered and a gentler way of not only dealing with other people, but dealing with ourselves by seeing if we can't find that middle ground. If neither if neither choice is acceptable, then you got to figure out something else. I mean, if you hate both your options, then what you need to do is begin looking for alternatives. And the way to find the alternatives is to think, okay, is there a middle ground here? Is there something that I could do that accomplishes part of what I want to do without making somebody either going along with something that I think is completely wrong or completely nuts? I have an example that I may have shared with you before is I have a friend who truly believes that she was kidnapped by aliens and anal probed the whole thing. And she's not a stupid woman. She's not psychotic. And I have known her. I don't know her as well anymore. I knew her mostly when I was in San Francisco, and then we kept in touch because she was a really nice lady. And you know, at some point, I mean, she said she was very nice to me and very friendly, and she said that I was part of the new order, that I had been placed here to lead people in a new kind of consciousness, which is, of course, a very flattering thing to say. I'm not sure I bought into it, but it was very flattering. And at some point, I think I naively said, well, you know, what are you saying that on, based on what? And then she went into the whole anal probe thing. And I said, Eloise, look, I love you dearly. But you have to remember, underneath all of this, I'm still a psychologist. And it's not that I'm disputing what you're saying. It's that I can't sort of accept it completely, and I don't really want to argue about it. So let's put that aside. Let's sort of understand that this is something that you and I can agree, not even to disagree about, because I'm not going to argue with you about it. I know that you believe it. I know you believe it strongly. It's just that within the context of what I know and what I understand, it doesn't make any sense to me. So but I can respect your feelings and your enthusiasm and your passion about it, but we need to sort of find some other way of talking with each other, and we did it, and do. So if neither choice is acceptable, find some other way of dealing with it. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.